last, my favourite barber shop has reopened. On the first day, when Long Island moved into stage two of the return to normal life, I drove over to the shop to see if this was real. A crowd of dishevelled men waited outside, while in the interior I could see a busy scene of tonsorial activity. This was a great relief. My small crop of hair has flourished mightily, so I look like a hedgehog with curls. For the past 3 months I've scarcely dared to appear on the radio. And now, or perhaps not now, but soon, but not too soon, I will allow my barber to restore my hair to its natural state, whatever that is. He knows better than I. A good barber shop is hard to find. When a man needs a haircut, he needs just that, a haircut, nothing complicated. An authentic barber shop will display the symbolic candy-striped pole outside and will be starkly utilitarian inside. Until the last century, barbers also acted as rough-and-ready surgeons at prices far below current AMA rates. This history should be reflected in the plainness of the decor. It should look like an operating theatre. Carpets and flowers, pastel colours and hair dryers are a sure sign that the place is on the downhill slide to becoming a unisex establishment or even a beauty salon. In the French village where we used to live, there was one barber in the market square. His small shop was packed with farmers discussing wine and local politics. His grooming technique was less like that of a hairdresser than of a lawn service, and I privately named him Sweeney the Barbararian. This left me little choice but to patronise one of the local beauty salons, where I was received kindly, although with some surprise. There, in the 5 minutes it took Muriel to cut my hair, I caught a glimpse of the incredibly complex infrastructure of female hair beauty. I won't give anything away, except to say that it seems to involve a lot of chemicals and a lot of time. There is something about hair that touches our deepest obsessions. It is the last vestige of our animal selves, the last scrap of protective fur covering for our tribe of naked apes. The symbolism is powerful. Samson proverbially lost his muscle tone when he was shorn of his locks. The cutting of hair has been a form of domination at least since Caesar did it to the Gauls in 52 BC. Short hair often indicates submission to a discipline, as in the bullet-headed military cut or the penitential monastic style. At the other extreme, elaborate and high-maintenance hairstyles for men indicate either a narcissistic desire to be looked at or the absence of a mirror in the bathroom. Nothing is simpler or more mundane than an ordinary man's haircut. A traditional barber doesn't believe in embellishments like style. He will ask, "How do you want it cut, sir?" But this is a mere formality. Everyone gets the identical short back and sides, which is what we came for. So I'm waiting for my chance, when things calm down, to get a nice professional haircut. In these difficult times, a short back and sides, modest, economical, and above all quick, is the perfect fashion statement. This is David Bouchier.